Open it up. First question. Jody Jackson.
Hi, Nick. Just tell us how you're feeling, and I'm sure you have to be anxious to get going.
Yeah, hi, Jody. Feeling a little bit better. Unfortunately, the injections I got didn't help as quickly as I was hoping they would. Getting a little bit of progress each day, but not to the point where it's just great to kind of let it go and start playing every single day now. So just trying to be really smart now and knowing that we have a long season ahead and not trying to, you know, play behind or play with an injury all year long. So just doing the best I can to try to get it cleaned up and healthy as can be before I start going out there and playing every day. So hopefully be ready to go and, you know, a day or two and just kind of taking it day by day right now.
So it sounds like you don't have a plan to do any other treatment, really, just sort of let the shot that you had work.
Yeah, I mean, not like medically from a doctor, just stuff in the training room and things on my own to try to get the inflammation out of the bone and the joint and, you know, allow things to kind of feel better as I'm moving around. So, you know, it is progressing, but it hasn't progressed to the point where it's good enough to just go out and play every single day right now.
Thank you, Nick.
Yep.
Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Nick. Is this going to be something probably that you have to kind of deal with for most of the year in terms of this is not something that just goes away without like a significant period of rest, I would imagine?
I hope not. I mean, that's kind of, you know, what some people have told me a little bit, but I don't really believe everything that everyone says. So, you know, I'm going to do my best to make sure it's not an issue all year and, you know, just stay on top of therapy and nutrition and rest and different things that are going to help, you know, get the inflammation out, keep it out. And, you know, I don't have a crystal ball to say it will or will not affect me this year, but my plan is to make sure that it doesn't. I'm going to do everything I can to try to get that to happen as soon as possible.
Nick Picoro.
Nick, what injections did you get and when did you get them?
I got them on Saturday. It was a PRP injection and a gel injection. It's like a hyaluronic acid kind of for cartilage, I guess, but two injections on Saturday.
And then the other thing I was going to ask, when you were talking about trying to be really smart and not have it bother you for a lot of the year, is any of that, you know, a lesson learned from last year with the shoulder? Do you wish you had handled that way?
No, because I think the shoulder was easier to play through because it wasn't something where I'm on my feet, you know, with it. You know, lower body injuries are tougher because you feel it doing everything. You know, running, fielding, running the bases, hitting, you know, every aspect of the game. I think with the shoulder, I was able to kind of, you know, not play to the level I wanted to, but be able to get through it and play well enough to stay out there. This has just been a little bit tougher just because it affects everything I do.
Zach Buchanan.
Speaking of hitting, I know you played in that sim game on Wednesday. Did it bother you a lot then, or are you able to kind of at least hit in the cage or just to kind of keep your swing mechanics where you want them, or are you going to be looking at maybe staying away from that?
Yeah, so I took 3 or 4 days off after the injection. Wednesday was the first day I really hit and took any at-bats. You know, I didn't run or anything, so it was just kind of taking some at-bats and took a couple ground balls. But, you know, the first portion of it, I didn't feel very good, and it was early in the morning. It was like 8 a.m. start, so it was really stiff and stuff in the morning. But as the you know, inner squad type thing went on, it started to feel a little bit better, which is encouraging. You know, because initially it was feeling fine in the morning and in the beginning. And then as the day would go on, it would get worse. So it's kind of flip-flopped the opposite. So I don't know if it's just fluid in there from the injection still, which makes it really stiff in the morning. But as I get going, it seems to, you know, loosen up now, which is better. So I've been able to hit a little bit in the cage and take a few ground balls. I'm going to try to test it out a little bit more today and see where it's at in an hour or so.
Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Nick, as someone who's active in a union, just kind of your thoughts on Major League Baseball decision. I guess I did speak with the union and the Players Alliance about moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta this year.
Yeah, you know, I've tried to educate myself a little bit on what's been going on. I don't really have a you know, comment or personal opinion based on, you know, the things I've read so far. I still need to educate myself a little bit more on, you know, the law and things that were passed in Georgia. So I don't really want to comment on that right now. And the decision came, you know, strictly from the commissioner's office. I know they got some input from the union and Players Alliance, but it wasn't necessarily, you know, player-driven decision. So I don't really want to comment too much on that. It's, you know, way out of my scope and realm of decision-making, I guess.
Evan Thompson.
Hi, Nick. Are there any dietary changes that you can make to reduce the risk of inflammation in your knee?
I do a really good job with my nutrition anyways to try to avoid. I could talk about that for 10 hours with you if you want. You know, it's something I'm really passionate about. But just doing some different stuff, adding into my diet now that's just kind of taking things to the next level and just, you know, crushing tons of fish oil and different natural things that are, you know, really good about, you know, working inflammation out of your body if you do have it. And then making sure you eliminate things like sugar and, you know, bad oils and things that are going to cause further inflammation. So, you know, I'm definitely doing everything I can to try to make sure this gets, you know, out of me as soon as possible.
Nick Pecora.
Just a question in terms of being able to have your timing down when you are back. I feel like you did miss some time there at first in spring training and came back and I feel like you swung back pretty well, pretty quickly. Do you still feel like you can kind of get back into things fast or are you at all worried about, you know, where you're going to be when you're back?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. You know, I like where my swing's at and, you know, I don't know how many at-bats I got in spring training and they're kind of sporadic, but you know, I'm comfortable with where I'm at with my swing and my approach and, as long as I'm able to, you know, execute things physically, I'll be in a good spot.
Anybody else? All righty. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.